It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And on this Wednesday, we say hello to Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESB Financial. Candace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing very well. A little cold out here, but you know, hey, we're doing well.
It is cold, and it's good to talk to you again. We've been off the past couple of weeks because the last two Wednesdays have been Christmas Day and New Year's Day, so hopefully your holidays were okay.
It was indeed. It was great. We had a good time.
Well, good deal, and it's off and at it into 2025 now, and Candace thought it would be a good idea, and I did too, that we talk about financial goals specifically for the year 2025.
Yep, I agree. So wanted to dive a little deeper into setting financial goals to kind of help you start your 2025 off on the right foot. You know, maybe your finances can feel a little overwhelming at first, but I'm here today to tell you that, you know, it comes easier as you handle it and you break it down a little bit.
All right, Candace, let's get a little more specific. What type of goals are we looking at here?
Yeah, so first, I want you to start by reviewing your budget, spending and savings from the last year. Learn from what worked and maybe where you could improve. Then set SMART goals, which means specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. An example of this would be, instead of saying, I want to save more, say, maybe I'm going to save $3,000 this year by setting aside $250 per month. So setting clear and precise, realistic goals, which makes it also helping you track it a little easier as well. Second, craft and update a budget to reflect your income and expenses. So maybe you're going to prioritize savings, paying down debt, or cutting the necessary costs. Use your budget to help you with that. When planning your budget, consider building an emergency fund in there as well. We like to have about 3 to 6 months of expenses to stay prepared for the unexpected things. You know, with the winter storms that we keep having, you know, it's something to think about and making sure that you're prepared if, say, your heater goes out or something like that. Also, automate your bill payments when you're doing this and saving transfers, because that'll help you stay consistent as well. If you have debt, make it a priority to pay it down. To stay organized and motivated, we always say either you can use the snowball method, which is smallest debts first, paying off those, or you can do the avalanche method, which is the highest interest rates first. So every little small payment adds up over time. So figure out what works best for you and go with it. And then lastly, beyond this year, plan for major expenses like retirement, buying a home, or saving for child's education. If you need help, reach out to our financial advisor. Fred and Carly in our Investment Center are always ready to assist in any way. They love helping you craft a personalized plan that fits your goals and your lifestyle.
Great ideas, great plans, and great goals, all something to look at. And as Candace mentioned, the team at ESB Financial is here to answer any of your financial questions and help you with your financial goals. Candace, do you have a money message for us?
Well, we just want to say Happy New Year to everyone again. Remember, every new year is an opportunity for a fresh start. So let 2025 be your take control of your finances. If you need any help, you can always reach out to us for any banking services, or we're here to help you as well plan. You can stop by any of our locations in Emporia or Manhattan, or you can visit our website at esbfinancial.com.
Candace, thanks so much. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Ron.
Candace Wakeman, Marketing Officer, ESB Financial, with Managing Your Money. Brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.